what are some of the challenges that you had to deal with as the U.S. ambassador to South Sudan? Because you came at a time when everybody was dancing and happy, but there were challenges that came right after that.
In fact, the challenges began even before the CPA was signed. We knew that there were going to be a number of issues that had to be resolved. Some of the challenges were things like, how do you develop a professional army? The SPLA was a part of a movement, a part of a liberation struggle, and not really a national army. It was the army of a certain group, obviously the majority of the people in power going into the government of national unity with the government of Khartoum at the time. That was a big challenge, and it remains to be one, as we've seen with so many defections. We had the challenges of corruption, fiscal responsibility, service delivery, developing of infrastructure, paved roads. There didn't exist very many paved roads in 2005. Connectivity. South Sudan government doesn't even have a government internet network. So there's nothing like .RSS or something like that. People end up using their personal accounts. And, you know, so all of the security that needs to be included. Land is a challenge, and land rights is a challenge. How do you operate in a capital city that is also the state capital, as well as the national capital? So these are just some of the many issues, the inter-ethnic relationships. How do you build South Sudan as a nation? What does it mean to do nation building where everyone has a national identity rather than just simply an identity as the ethnic group that they come from? So these are things that the government of South Sudan continues to wrestle with, and one of the ways that we're seeing it play out is through the conflict that's happening right now.